And we'll turn now to regional studies of a different sort. Sunday marks the 200th anniversary of when Meriwether Lewis sent out to meet William Clark for their famous expedition to find their way to the West Coast. There are bicentennial celebrations planned all along the route. But there's some question as to just where the route begins. Day-to-day's Karen Grigsby Bates is here to tell me about all the different claims on the journey's start. Karen?
Alex, you are correct. This Sunday is exactly the day that Meriwether Lewis left from Pittsburgh to meet William Clark and explore the West. 200 is a big anniversary. You remember what happened to the U.S. on our 200th bicentennial. That's right. So there are several celebrations, as you said, planned along the way, but one city feels left out.
And that would be?
That would be Pittsburgh. I called Andrew Masick, who's head of the Western Pennsylvania Historical Society, and he says that while Pittsburgh is not included in the so-called signature events planned by the National Commission on the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, it should have been because Pittsburgh is where everything started.
Well, we think that the Lewis and Clark story and Pittsburgh is sort of like the Apollo expedition of the 1960s. It was a great exploring expedition that had to have a launch pad and a mothership. And the mothership was, for Lewis and Clark anyway, was built right here in Pittsburgh in 1803.
See, Lewis and Clark actually met in Pittsburgh during the Whiskey Rebellion of 1794 when they were both in the same regiment of sharpshooters. And they got along so well, they decided at some point they would do something together. So when Thomas Jefferson asked Lewis to put together this expedition, he decided that Clark was the guy he wanted to go with.
Well, Pittsburgh's left out of this. People must be upset.
Oh, their feelings are definitely hurt, Alex, especially when you consider that St. Louis is on the list, and that famous stainless steel arch, that parabola thing,
yeah,
that has a very interesting genesis. Here's Andy Masick again.
It was built on Neville Island, which is right here in Pittsburgh, by the Pitt Des Moines Company. And Pittsburgh engineers and ingenuity created that arch, prefabricated it, and then actually took it out to St. Louis and showed them how to erect it. So not only was Pittsburgh the first gateway to the West, but we built their arch for them.
Ouch.
How does it happen that this thing kind of begins in Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh's left out of it? What's going on here?
There are a lot of places that claim they were the starting point for this expedition. Here's Robert Archibald, who's head of the expedition's National Bicentennial Committee. He's also the president of the Missouri Historical Society.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got him on cell phone while he was vacationing in the wilderness somewhere, and he says he understands entirely why a lot of cities claim to have been the starting point.
Pittsburgh folks would counter-argue that, well, Lewis began his journal in Pittsburgh, and the folks in Louisville would argue that, well, it really couldn't have begun until Clark began to keep his journal. The folks in St. Louis would argue that it wasn't until the expedition left St. Louis that it had its full complement of men. People in Bismarck could legitimately argue that until the spring following their launch, they didn't enter unknown territory until they left Bismarck.
So really it could have been any of those places.
Well, that's four candidates.
Yeah, it is. And Bob Archibald says the arguments for each place are all legitimate, but that this is really a 21st century fight, not a 19th century fight.
It's one he's conducting from St. Louis.
Where they're having an official party, but in part because William Clark stayed in St. Louis after the expedition concluded in 1906. And we should note here that Pittsburgh is having its own huge waterfront celebration on Sunday to mark the start of Lewis's trek.
So the parties will be over in a while. Does anybody learn anything from highlighting the expedition in all these cities, whether or not they're officially on the list?
Yeah, actually, there is one important lesson Bob Archibald hopes we'll get from taking a closer look at Lewis and Clark's excellent adventure.
Our ability in the 21st century to see things through the eyes of others, as Lewis and Clark had to learn, is really a survival characteristic, and that in a global world, our ability to stand in the shoes of others and to see how it looks from somebody else's perspective will be of ever-increasing importance as we try to deal with people very unlike ourselves all over the globe.
An important lesson.
All right, thanks very much. Karen Grigsby Bates on the debate about where the expedition started. Now, let's hear The Three Beautiful Ducks.
Yeah, it's a contemporary piece of music from the era.
It's Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.